Okay, I'm gonna let you go. But I love that song. One thing about that song, that wherever Daddy played, after some time, he did not want to play that one. People, what he said, would ask, oh, move your hand, move your hand. And he's like, nah, mm-mm. He was just so tired of that song. Can you imagine? I think of things in your life that people may want you to do all the time, over and over, and you're like, oh, enough. No, I've got to give that a rest. Come on, folks, let's give it a rest. So I will play that. But first, allow me to do this one. But, oh, before that, I did write Daddy something. I wrote a song for him. I hadn't finished it all, but I put a poem in it. And so let's see if I can do that for you right now. And it's titled Rare Gem. And I got to perform this publicly for the first time on what would have been his birthday, July the 3rd, and which was on a Sunday. And so I'm there in support of Hugo Cruz and Caminos. And I wind up doing this song because at first Hugo asked if I can do something to Afro Blue. And I said, oh, I love that. And I said, but it's Daddy's birthday, and I had written something. He said, oh, no, you have to do that. You have to do that. So they actually put music to it as I was going, but let's see if we can, Lord be with the voice. I did sing this for Daddy. I wrote this in June, and he got to hear it three different occasions, just a little bit that I had wrote, but not the poem part. And on the day he passed, he heard it that day, that morning as well, a little. Just about, I guess, an hour before he went, I would say. Okay, Rare Gem is what I've titled this. Rare are the days I haven't thought about you. Rare are the days I haven't thought to pray for you. Rare are the days when I haven't cried for you as I thought about how time goes by. As I thought about how time goes by. You have been a strong, humble man, always. You have given music for us all days. We cannot forget your gifted expressions as you played the keys in your special ways. The love you had for many will not fade away. Your music will live on all earthly days. Humor and caring and kindness you wore so freely. During a show, without a show, you gave yourself completely. Taking the time to say hi, taking the time to smile, taking the time for a pic, never weary a bit. Having a break for self, ha, you gave of self, your compassion unblind, the depth of love to mankind. Rare are the days I haven't thought about you. Rare are the days I haven't thought to pray for you. Rare are the days I haven't cried for you as I thought about how time goes by. As I thought about how time goes by. Ooh, oh, as I thought about how time goes by. As I thought about how time goes by. Oh, yeah. You were a gem. You were that gem. You were the gem. Yeah, you. You were a gem. Yeah, you. You were the gem. I love you, Daddy, and I miss you just as many of us do today. And we're going to play this next song that, even though he didn't like to sing, but he did this, and I think he did it for me. And it's off of his Funk Reaction CD, and it's titled I Need Your Love. And you are tuned in to WRCT Pittsburgh. And this is Dr. Lonnie Smith Tribute. And this is actually Daddy singing, all right?
I need your love, and I'm so glad I found one. You made my life such a happy one. Girl, I need your love. I've seen so much. In my lifetime, I'll say my love a thousand times. I need your love. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, I just was on the phone with someone, so sorry, guys. But did you hear that? That was Daddy singing, I Need Your Love. And there was another one off of the album that he sings on. But, yeah, I loved his. I love Daddy's voice. Yeah, maybe I would like to perform that. I would. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm about to get a little emotional, but I'm going to keep this moving. There are three samples of music that I need to play. I'm going to fit it in here somewhere. Yeah. But how do we do this here? Announcement time. Moving and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find out more. A message from WRCT, HHS, and NIH's We Can program. Sorry. Oh, my goodness. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. And that is some serious stuff. Mental health is very serious, okay? And we need to be very careful on how we deal with family or friends that are going through a lot, all right? Don't laugh it off, joke it off, and things like that. It's not funny. It really is serious. And if you can help and be of assistance, please do. All right. Also, let me bring forth this. Friends of mine, Jessica Lee, she does jazz and blues, along with the great guitarist Mark Strickland. They will be at Con Alma in the Shadyside area of Pittsburgh on October the 5th. That's Wednesday, this Wednesday coming up, from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And that's at 5884 Ellsworth. I used to always do it so quickly and say Elmsworth. How many of us have done that? Elmsworth. It's Ellsworth. 15232. So come on out. I'll be there doing a little something. And I will not do this. I have to explain, though. Hugo Cruz. See, I say Hugo along with many others, but it's Hugo. If you want to say it right, Hugo Cruz and Caminos will be at King Fly Spirits in the Strip District of Pittsburgh, in the Strip District area. That's 2613 Smallman Street, 15222, this Sunday, October the 9th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And I will be there as well, probably doing something. Anyways, Hugo Cruz is usually every first Sunday, but this time he's doing something the second Sunday. So I know I did announce that one time before, first Sundays, but just this time, I'm hoping it's just this time. But I'll keep you informed. So if you're not doing nothing, come on out, enjoy the music of Pittsburgh, a lot of jazz. And as far as Hugo Cruz and Caminos, they have a blend and a mixture of so much. It's just, oh my goodness. But let's move on. More of Daddy, Dr. Lonnie Smith. I remember asking Daddy how many albums he had. He said, I don't know. I said, wow. So, I mean, you go to Wiki, but it's like a whole long list, but I'm sure that there's more. So, as I said, sometimes the information is not correct when you're looking up on who a person is, what their life was. And I must say this, Daddy was single. He was not married. He wasn't dating. He's a single man, okay? At his passing, when he passed, yeah, As far as me and the siblings know, for years, he was not married. So, up next, how about a play a little something off of Dr. Lonnie Smith's Rise Up CD? And this is Dapper Dan. I think I wrote a little something to this. If I did, I will go ahead and sing along. I have to remember once it starts. All right. I just did something. I hit the wrong one. Bear with me. Gosh. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I have told people, listen, when you make a mistake, own that stuff. All right? Own it. Say it was you. You made the mistake. Stop making excuses and trying to lie and stuff like that. I just made a oopsie. All right? There. I told on myself. Okay, Dapper Dan. Thank you. right. There you have it. Another one from Daddy, Dr. Lonnie Smith, off of his Rise Up CD, Dapper Dan. And we're going to keep it moving along. Yeah, that wasn't the one I had written something to. I know it was two others I had something written to. But we're going to play another track off of one of Daddy's other works. This is off of the Evolution CD. And matter of fact, he promoted this one right on The Tonight Show, Jimmy Kimmel. I remember watching that. It was so exciting. And he had Roots, you know, drummer playing in the back. But this one, my newfound bro, Robert Glasper, is on with Daddy, and it's titled Play It Back. And we'll take in some of this, all right? Love you, Daddy. Thank you. guys. It's so much that I want to play and have you hear. And Daddy has so much great music. But I want to go ahead and get to the one that so many know and love, Move Your Hand. And of course, there's another old one that I want to dip back into. But here we go. Move Your Hand. Now, I must say, that was not the one that I wanted to pick, but because Daddy has the one that was more classical. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, we're going to find it. Yeah, I got to find it, but be patient with me. Because I think he's revised and redone it a few times, you know? And we are going to find the one that I so am looking for. I pray thus far your day is going well. Mine's. It's coming along. It's coming along. I had some news, but I have to see past that, you know. Yeah. Let's see past it. Is that the one? No. You see these things happen. They happen. My gosh. Let's see if this is it. It's probably the same thing. Huh. Well, maybe, you know what Daddy could be saying? Didn't I say we're not singing that no more? So, from the grave, huh? He's like, no, daughter. He will not play it. No, daughter. So, I think that's pretty hilarious. Because I can't find the one that I want. Right? Interesting. Dottie? Why? Okay, I do believe that this here. Let's go to. Oh, my gosh. We want to hear Move Your Hand, Daddy. Seriously. Quit playing. My dad is really funny, though. He is funny. He was a character, yeah. Move your hand. Okay, let's go on with... I can't say this title because it has a word in there that, okay, I'll just say Too Blank Hot. All right, we're going to have a listen to that Of course, you can get this off of, it's a few of Daddy's CDs that have this track on it. But let's play from his latest. This was his last CD. And it's off of his Breathe CD, which one of the songs he did with Iggy Pop, they did Why Can't We Live Together? And one of my favorites off of this is The Bright Eyes. But let's just play a little of the Two Blank Hot, the word that I will not say, refuse.
Thank you.
going to go right into another song that many of you will remember. And this is back when. Let's go for it. Let's play that this is the right one as well. Oh, my goodness. Like, really? See, not fair. Okay, let's go up here. I see why it's not working. I didn't type it in the right way. Here we go. Bam, there it is. Let's have a listen. Don't do that. Daddy, you don't want me to play this one either? Father. Oh, this is hilarious, okay? So, yeah. Wow. Okay. You remember, okay, we'll just talk about it. Remember Aphrodisia? Aphrodisia. That. And we had Spinning Wheel, which Spinning Wheel was one that so many rappers sampled, and Tribe Called Quest was one of them. And wait a minute. Let's go ahead. Spinning Wheel. No. It don't want to play. I know my cousin is on here laughing at me. Hey, cousin. That's hilarious. Yeah. Okay, there we go. This is Daddy, Dr. Lonnie Smith. Well, he was Lonnie Smith then for Spinning Wheel. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. Can I kick it? Yes, you can. That was a little Tribe Called Quest. See, they did use that and that song, yes. Okay, we're going to end that one, but I did fine. Okay, so many rappers have sampled that. That was Daddy's, that was off of Daddy's album, a 1970 album titled Drive, and that was Spinning Wheel, and it was sampled in 123 songs, but from Tribe Called Quest, Can I Kick It, and they're Bugging Out, and of course, let me see, when they did their documentary, Q-Tip actually pulled out that album from a whole bunch of albums and pulled out Daddy's and was speaking on how they, you know, began to sample jazz. Grand Poobah used it. I think De La Soul. It's so many. Yeah. What was De La Soul? Run DMC. Oh, what? Houdini. Look, I didn't even know that one. Wow. Okay, so if you're wondering and you want to know, you can just type in those who, what, Beastie Boys? Oh, all right. Type in who sampled Dr. Lonnie Smith's Spinning Wheel. Yeah. I really wanted to play Move Your Hand, and my hand is not moving this song in the right manner. And I think it's because Daddy's stopping me from playing it. Daddy. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I was trying for Aphrodisia, you know. And I don't know. Can we get that one playing? I think so. Ooh. Aphrodisia. There it is, guys. Bad at it. Okay, why are we having a extra whisper in it? I don't know, but I just wanted you to hear just a little of the Aphrodisia. I was really, really little when that came out too, but that was a big hit. And that was Daddy doing a little whispering. Aphrodisia. I tell you, he was something, yeah. And we're going to move it on because my time is running out. Another one of Daddy's CDs is titled The Turbinators, is it where the turbines, the Terminator. And I'm going to play a little of a track called Monk Could Swing. Monk Could Swing. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Moving right along because it is 12:50 right now. And Pittsburgh. And you are tuned into It's Gospel Time. But today is a tribute to my daddy day. And I've been playing his music and remembering him. And with all of the music that he has out there and all the influences he has and printed on so many lives, you know, he will not be forgotten. He will live on through all of the music that he's put out there and his welcoming and loving spirit. You know, he was really kind, humble, caring, compassionate, all of that, and very approachable, you know. I don't think he's ever, you know, looked down on anyone and judged anyone. If he couldn't help you, then, he would rather help you than hurt you in any way. That's always been my motto. I say, you know, I'm not intentionally trying to hurt nobody, but I'd rather help you. If I can't help you, then I just need to keep on my way, you know, and just pray that someone else could. I thank the Lord for my daddy being a part of this earth, and you know that he was a great part in making up a lot in people's life. You know, just implanting, like I said, imparting such greatness in many musicians' lives and just regular folk, period. So I'm going to go forth with one more. Oh, wait a minute. Well, like two, I'm going to try and fit in. This one is off of his CD, The Healer, and it is titled Backtrack. About that time for me to go. That bass that you hear in there, that's his daddy as well playing. He always played the bass parts on his Hammond B3 organ. But thank you for tuning in with me as I gave my tribute to my daddy, Dr. Lonnie Smith, who lives on through the music. I ask that you all have a wonderful day. Spread the love and not the hate. All right, find your happy within and share it with others. I'll catch you next week. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Liddy, I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Breast cancer calls to mind self-exams and mammograms. But did you know the most fatal form of breast cancer does not have a lump?
No lump. Still cancer. You heard me right. No lump can still be cancer. Inflammatory breast cancer, IBC, does not
show up on a mammogram and often strikes women in their 30s.
So learn about IBC. Any sudden change in the breast is cause for a full and proper exam.
www.theibcnetwork.org or find them at the IBC Network Inflammatory Breast Cancer on Facebook.